Hello, welcome to the final episode of our little jaunt into the world and mythos of H.P. Lovecraft. I hope you've enjoyed this little mini-series. There might be a bit of a break before any more episodes are released. I am working my way through the backlog of the Curse of Strahd campaign that we started at the beginning of the year. We will get them out to you. So keep an eye out for all that stuff coming soon, hopefully. Before this episode starts, as per last week, I want to give a little bit of a trigger warning. At the end of last week, the team of investigators met the big bad Walter Corbin, and he did some mind tricks on poor Dave Pisswinkle. This theme does continue throughout this episode. So again, as per last week, I just want to warn you, there is a concurring theme through this episode from start to finish, pretty much involving domestic violence and abusive parents. So if you feel that that's going to offend you, then probably best not to listen to this episode. This episode was recorded on the same night. It was about midnight when we recorded this episode, and we'd all had probably one or two drinks too many by that point. And it became a bit of a joke between us. I think it was more a case of us trying to make light of an awkward situation. So I apologise if that does offend anyone or upset anyone. That's absolutely the last thing we want to do. Otherwise, if you continue listening, I hope you really enjoy this. And if you have enjoyed it, please do share it. Tell your friends. Drop us a review. You know the drill. Otherwise, try not to get too scared. I freaking love that piece of music so fucking much. Welcome back to the Dice and Die Show, everybody. Normally, like, we might talk shit for a while at the start of our episodes, but we want to really crack on with the show and everything today, because it is getting on a little bit. This rum has gone to my head. Okay, all right, so where were we? Let's go back to the map. Okay, so Pisswinkle.
Have I just attempted to stave in?
Oh my god!
You have been
Dick Fingers' head
dominated. Your eyes go cloudy, and all of a sudden, it's no. You're overcome, like I said before, with these images and trigger warning. I didn't think before, but perhaps if anybody is triggered by this or offended by this in any way, I really am sorry. I'm just trying to create a narrative. You get overcome with these feelings and memories of being a boy and your father perhaps taking his belt to you, beating your mother, you running away from London and you going to America to start a new life away from all of this. And all of a sudden, you're back there, but you're an adult now and you can stand up to your father. He's no longer this big towering bully. You've got this crowbar in your hand. No more father, no more dad, in your Cockney accent, and you swing your crowbar to his head. Now combat, something that we've not actually done yet. What you need to do is basically make an attack roll for me. Now normally in combat, you, how combat works, and unlike D&D where you have a round, everyone rolls initiative and then you take it in turns, in this a round is defined by how long it takes for everybody to make a significant action. And when you attack somebody, rather than having your attack roll versus their AC, you roll against each other. So you would attack someone and make an attack roll, and then they would roll either a dodge or a fighting maneuver to maybe attack back. So actually you can attack back and stuff like that. However, Dick Fingers is not expecting this. So not only is he not going to get an opportunity to dodge or attack back, I'm going to give you a bonus die. A bonus die works very, very similarly to the advantage system in D&D. So what you get to do is you get to roll your tens dice twice and take the lower result, because lower is better in this game.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you want me to roll my tens dice twice, so I'll roll me other one first. That is a 6. Okay. A 9. And then I'll roll my tens twice, so 90. Mm-hmm. And 30, so 36. 39.
And yeah. What is your attack skill?
Under skills, yeah.
So yeah, under your skills, it's the left-hand side, fighting skills. You know what? Your brawl is 25, so that is a fail, even with the bonus die, which is good for you, because Gavin doesn't probably want to kill his friend.
Yeah.
You swing and miss.
Perfect. Perfect.
And at the last second, old Dick Fingers sees what you're doing. It's like, what the fuck, mate? And manages to dodge out of the way. I would like somebody, I don't mind whom, to take on the role of Dick
John Fingers. Dickfingers.
It could be amusing if it's Emily. However, I would understand if she doesn't want to do it and Sean wants to do it.
We'll roll for it.
We'll roll for it.
All right. Take one of them.
All right.
Single numbers. Oh, no. Oh. Same dice, ideally.
No, you said take one. Right, okay.
Highest plays Dick Fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
One, two. Right, ready? Now. Oh, what the fuck?
That's a 6.
It's a 9.
Yours is a 9. Emily is Dick Fingers.
You didn't set a rule, though, did you? You were just like, let's roll. Like, but in Call of Cthulhu,
no, highest.
A highest win. Highest loser.
I did say highest is Dick Fingers.
Oh,
right?
Okay, all right, okay. So I need your best James impression, your best Cockney geezer, nefarious barkeeper, and mob informant impression. Your friends, in inverted commas, has just swung a crowbar at your head, whilst at the same time there's some weird vampiric corpse looking motherfucker laying on a bench away from you. What does Johnny Dickfingers McJames do? And action.
Cool, blimey, Gazer, you lost your marbles or sign. Oh god.
Fuck you, Dad. Fuck off, Dad. I ain't a little kid anymore, Dad. You big wanker.
Why are you calling me your fucking dad, mate? Are you alright? I had a drink.
Oh dear.
All right. Pisswinkle is still overcome with the bloodthirsty rage of killing his father. Roll for another attack, please.
Right. So my ones, is it still the same roll?
No, because Dick Fingers is aware now.
Okay.
Just roll it at normal.
So 85, missed again.
Fucking pissman got shit with a crowbar, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so how it works is that you oppose rolls. So it's not just a case of hit and miss. It's actually like who gets the better roll. So Dick Fingers needs to roll either a dodge or to fight back, basically, in combat. So I'll put it up here on the stream. All these rules are... This is the free rules that are available on Roll20 or for the KSCM website, Quick Start Rules. So it doesn't matter if I put it on the stream because they're free.
We dropped out for a second. Yeah, is Emily rolling?
Am I rolling now?
So Emily or Dick Fingers will need to roll as well. So both attacker and defender roll percentage dice and compare their levels of success. So you can either fight back using a fighting skill or you can dodge the oncoming attack.
Dodge. Yes.
So roll a dodge.
Okie dokie. Is that 6 or 9? 9. 39.
You rolled better than Pisswinkle, so you successfully managed to dodge out of the way again.
Well, why do you keep hitting me, mate?
Fuck off, Dad. You won't beat me no more. Or Mum, you big bastard.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I'm not your dad.
Does...
Oh, yeah, you're dead.
So, what does Dick Fingers do? It's your turn. Do you attack back? Do you try and restrain him? What do you do?
Well, I think, because I can see that he's a little bit on death's door, that I'm going to go for him now. This is twice he's tried to kill me.
Okay, so from what I remember, Dick Fingers, old Johnny, has, I think, a sort of shotgun. So you could shoot him, you could hit him with the shotgun, or you could punch him, or you could grapple him and try and pin him down to the ground. Use your imagination.
Yeah, we're still mates. I'm not going to just, you know, I think I'm going to just, you know, jump on him.
Jump on him. So that would be a fighting maneuver. So you use your, you still use your brawl skill.
Okay.
Okay, so you roll a brawl. And then Pisswinkle will, it's a contested, so it's all a contested roll. So you roll, and then Pisswinkle again, you dodge or you fight back, depending on what you want to do. I would say that you probably, I don't know. Pisswinkle, Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
This, your dad is trying to beat you again. What would you do? I'm really sorry. It's a dark, dark place that I've taken this game.
Like, what would I do if my dad was trying to beat me?
Put yourself in Pisswinkle's shoes. He was an abused child. His dad was an alcoholic.
Yeah. But as an adult.
As an adult. I'm so sorry.
What would I do as an adult? Oh, I'd kick daddy's ass.
Okay, so you're fighting back.
Yes.
Okay. Shit. So you roll a brawl.
Right. Same two dice. Yeah. I rolled a 56.
Is that, so that's a fail. What did Dick Fingers roll?
17. 17.
I think that's a success.
It's a success, yeah.
It's going to be a success. I'll just check his character sheet. It's available in the compendium. Right, so, yeah, so Dick Fingers. These names are ridiculous. Dick Fingers got a hard success. Pisswinkle got a fail. So what was Dick Fingers' intention? Was it a grapple? What was it? To disarm him?
It was like a restraining thing, wasn't it?
Seize an old opponent?
Knock him down and just sort of be like, mate, it's me, fucking idiot.
Okay, so
I'm not your dad.
I'm not your daddy.
I'll class this as a manoeuvre. So a manoeuvre is treated the same way as a regular fighting attack, using the fighting brawl skill. The opponent may dodge or fight back, so he fought back. So you succeed, basically, in whatever it was that you were trying to do. So explain what has just happened. Describe the scene like you are the director.
Okay. So Dick Fingers has jumped on Pisswinkle and has given him three shakes and is like, mate, come on, gives him a sort it out. sort of thing.
Daddy!
Shit.
Here's Daddy!
Daddy! What are you doing, Daddy?
I don't really know what to do with that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Get out of that one, Luke.
Kick the bones out of that one.
All right, so that's your action for that round. So it's just it's another round.
Jesus.
Okay.
Can I just double check your dex scores? So we've got what's Pisswinkle's dex score?
Dex is 60.
Okay, so Dick Fingers actually gets to go first.
Oh, right.
So what do you want to do? You've now got him and he's restrained against you, so he's not going to try and hit you with the crowbar anymore, but he could still punch you or headbutt you and stuff. What are you going to do? What do you want to do to try and get him to stop attacking you?
I think now he's going to try and disarm him, take the crowbar off him.
Yeah, so that is a brawl check.
Cool. Oh, for God's sake, every time. Right, that is a... What is that one? Three?
We re-roll on both because you turned that over.
do it
low because it's quite bouncy.
Right. A 55.
That is, okay, and then Pisswinkles. Dick Fingers is trying to take your crowbar away from you. You going to fight back?
I rolled a 36.
Okay, so unfortunately that is still a fail because your fighting skill is like 25.
25, yeah, it's rubbish.
So you manage to, Dick Fingers manages to successfully wrestle the crowbar out of his hands. What do you do? Just like kind of throw it away on the floor?
Yeah, yeah.
Daddy!
Pisswinkle.
Who's your daddy?
Pisswinkle, who's
your daddy and what does he do?
Who's your daddy and what does he do? You put that cocky down! It's the only two lines I know from that film.
It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
So, in Pisswinkle's mind's eye, his father is wrestling him and trying to strangle him. Does Pisswinkle do? Again, I'm so sorry if I've triggered anybody at all. This is just pretend.
Just pretend. Orcs are evil.
What does Pisswinkle do?
What would Pisswinkle do? His father is on top of him, strangling him.
He'd flip out, wouldn't he? Try and fight back.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
Well, that's what he would do. Unfortunately, he's in a mad melee. I got a 0-0 and a 2. So is that a 2?
Oh, that is a good
roll.
That's
like a very good roll, isn't
that's
it?
A very good roll.
Dave, oh no!
Your brawl skill is 25. Let me get my phone so I can get the count.
That's like a natural one, isn't it?
Almost. You've got a hard. So a hard success would be less than a 12. And you've got an extreme success because you've got less than a 5.
Yeah.
Shit.
Is that right? So, don't want to load up Bubble Pop. I don't want to play Bubble Pop. Calculator. Yeah, so basically, if you roll less than a fifth of your score, that is an extreme success.
Damn.
So 25 divided by 5 is 5. So if you've rolled a 3, you've rolled an extreme success. Dick Fingers, he's lashing at you, headbutting, kneeing, punching. Roll. What would you do? Do you dodge, or do you try and attack back?
I think. Oh, that's my arm on the table then. I think he's gonna attack back, but not like crazy. Just still try and be like fucking calm down. Like not you.
Non-lethal,
that's fine. So you would make a brawl check. Now you need to get a better success than him. So yours is 60, so basically, but you also need to get an extreme to be able to beat him. So you need to get less than a fifth of that, so less than...
Oh my God.
Less than 13.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit, come on. Oh my God.
Less than 12.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's a nice little 98.
Ooh. Ooh. That is, ooh, I think, like a what would be considered a fumble.
Cheers.
Okay. So let's check the old combat fighting rules.
That's like a fumble.
That's natural one territory, isn't it?
Natural has Dick, yeah. Dick Fingers yeah. just cupped my balls?
Right.
Is that a real fumble?
It's just like the longest fight that where nothing happens.
Non-fight,
like,
yeah.
Just pushing.
I just went, Johnny!
That's it.
So, attacks that achieve an extreme level of success deliver increased damage.
Oh, God.
Blunt weapons deal maximum damage. And
I don't have a weapon, though, do I?
No, and maximum damage bonus, if any. So, an unarmed attack does a D3 worth of damage plus your bonus damage. So, on your character sheet, Dave Pisswinkle,
yeah.
I believe it is...
A D3?
Yeah, so you do a D6 and half it.
Okay, yeah. Right. So what the fuck is
so
a D3?
You need to change tabs. So you've got skills. So underneath all of your attributes, you've got your skills. And then next to that says combat. If you click on that, it doesn't say anything of use. So you don't have a damage bonus. So you don't have a damage. So you just do a D3 damage.
Three damage. Yeah.
So you do 3 points of damage maximum.
I rolled a 2.
No, you just do 3 points of damage maximum.
Okay.
Because you've got an extreme success. Because you've got no bonus here. So, Dick, so you managed to headbutt Dick Fingers, and he takes 3 points of damage.
Damage.
He'd already taken some previously from when he fell down the hole.
Oh, gosh.
But he's okay. Next round.
Fuck. If we were heading to the basement, would we have caught up by any, like...
You pissed around for a long time. This has been, I don't know...
This is during.
Oh, yeah, this is called
during. Yeah, this is during.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
We have done 5 rounds. So, again, in D&D terms, that's 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But it's worked slightly different, so maybe a minute.
How long does this go on for? Is it until one of us dies or the other one restrains the other?
Until the effect ends.
Oh, okay, and we don't know how long that is. All feels split. Right.
So was that right? That was so there was the unarm and then the headbutt. So it's a new round, yeah. So it is again Johnny Dick Fingers Mick James's turn.
Right. I'm pissed now, mate. So I think he's just gonna fucking go hell for leather. Maybe because he threw the crowbar. So maybe if he can get it. And not go for his head, but maybe like his shins.
Yeah. Absolutely, you can. So you can like.
No shin.
You can kind of like.
Incapacitate him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So in combat rounds, there's no like in D&D where you get like a movement and an action and a bonus action. In this, it's just significant action. So I would say picking up the crowbar and hitting him is a significant action. So you can certainly do that. Make a brawl. Pisswinkle, are you dodging or trying to fight back?
Well, I'm dodging.
Roll the dice.
54. This is a fail.
You're probably shit tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's good, though.
Critical
good.
Success was good. What does Dick Fingers get?
64.
Oh, okay. So both fails, are they?
Mm-hmm.
So I failed to dodge, and...
She fails to hit, so there's
I
a rule
for
that.
Hit.
I think... It says, from what I remember rightly, is if both people fail, you basically just both roll again. Whoever gets the lowest wins, I think.
Okay.
Oh,
fuck.
Ooh, I got an 8.
Oh, my God.
An 8?
I got
008.
Fuck.
76. Fuck.
But I was only dodging.
Meanwhile, this body is just like in the wall.
Okay, so Yeah, so Pisswinkle manages to dodge the attack. It's Pisswinkle's turn. What are you doing, mate? You're not a fighter. He's a lover, not a fighter. He's a journalist.
I'm just trying to get away, I think, because Daddy is getting one over me.
Absolutely. If that's what he wants to do, he can run away.
Yeah, yeah. Daddy, I'm running. I rolled a 2, so I'll run away, I reckon.
Oh my god.
0-0-2.
Well, 0-2 would be a critical success, so the reason
down the street.
I'm running.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with that. I mean, the voice has told me to kill him, but when you're not doing so well. I don't know, actually, you're winning the fight. You've managed to land an attack on him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well.
And the voices are telling you to kill him. It's blind rage. Yeah, I think that's an attack. I'm going to step
in. Okay. Say, no, that's an attack. Yeah, yeah, no, fair play.
Technically, I'm kind of controlling your character. I'm just letting you roll the dice.
Yeah.
So, again.
It's a Hulk smash.
Johnny Dick Fingers. Dodging or fighting back.
Oh, let's have a fight. Let's have a brawl.
Enough's enough, mate.
43. Oh, I think that the critical success from Pisswinkle is going to beat that, I'm afraid. And it's another, so it's another 3 points of damage. Oof.
Oh, no.
God, blimey.
God, fucking hell, mate.
Right. So, Johnny Dickfinger's maximum hit points of 12. He is now only on 4, so he's looking fucking rough. There's been a couple of really hard hits taken from Pisswinkle. Pisswinkle has surprisingly fucked him up, considering that actually Johnny
Dickfinger
is bigger. Pisswinkle's half dead, and is also more trained in fighting. Johnny Dickfinger's only got 4 hit points left out of maximum 12. I mean, that was a strange combat. 30 seconds, you know. Pisswinkle tries to hit him with a crowbar. Daddy, and he's just missing, and then he gets restrained, he gets disarmed, and everything's going in Johnny's way, in, you know, siding with him. But then a lucky headbutt and a right hook, and Johnny's face is just bleeding. His nose is all broken. There's blood spitting out of his mouth. However, Pisswinkle comes to, and all of a sudden, Gavin, you're back in control of Pisswinkle.
Fucking hell. What happened there then?
Fucking called me your daddy and then fucking dipped me one, didn't me? You. What? Mate?
It's dazed. Dazed.
That was a bit fucking weird, that, wasn't it? Jeez. Right. Sorry about that, mate.
I mean, you nearly killed me, mate. I nearly fucking copped it back there.
Oh, yeah. Well, something came over me. There was a bit of a weird thing, and it said, kill your dad or something. And I didn't like my dad, to be fair, when I was a nipper. Oh, that was most unusual.
How peculiar. Both on death's door. How bizarre that was.
Sorry. I'm not quite sure what to do now.
I'm not your dad. You fucking did that.
I didn't understand why you did that.
Fucking hell. I think we need
just going to meta game here. We're saying there's a body sitting in front of you both while you're having this conversation.
Where are we anyway? I remember being thrown out of a window, walking down the basement. Are we still in the basement?
Yeah, mate. And there's this geezer over there that's not looking all that happy.
Oh, yeah, shit. There's some dead geezer over there by the looks of it. Should we go and have a little, give it a little poke?
Yeah, mate.
All right, then.
After you.
I'm going to go over and give it a little poke.
Right. I'm going to go and give it a little poke.
Well, I'm half dead anyway, so... Well, three quarters dead, I reckon.
Neither of you are looking particularly good.
Healthy. Well, unless we go upstairs and see what the other two are up to.
You walk over to check the body. As you walk towards him, you hear like a low growling noise. It turns into more of a screech, high pitch. Which turns into a laughter. Like. And then the body sits up and turns its head and looks at you. I need you both to make a sanity check while I check a few things.
Cool.
13.
Oh, I got an 18.
Great rolls.
Great rolls.
Fantastic rolls.
Yeah.
You both lose one sanity point.
Cool.
It is somebody's go. We are still in combat. Johnny's turn.
Okay.
Shotgun.
I do have that shotgun.
Yeah,
I get that shotgun.
Fighting. It's probably on the floor where you were fighting and stuff like that.
Right. Well, have I got the crowbar? No.
I think you threw that away as well because you were fighting. You disarmed him and then. I'm not quite sure whether you'd have it or not. Roll, no, I don't think it's on the floor. The weapons are on the floor.
Can I get them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, can I reach for the shotgun?
Okay. You run and grab the shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they both.
Do you want to... I'm assuming you're going to want to shoot.
I think I want to have it as, like, protection, but I think I want to... Maybe just have it and then maybe just speak to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go on
then. All right, yes, okay. Right, I got a 33.
Oh, you
said you were going to speak to it.
Oh, shit, right. Okay. You're Geezer, what are you? Are you that Corbett fella? Mate?
It's going to go one of two ways.
It starts to rise up from its palate. And it's just laughing at you.
Oh, fuck. Forgive me, Geezer. I didn't think I was telling a joke. if you can tell us what happened to you, then maybe we can help you out. Maybe.
Pisswinkle's turn.
Can I pick up the crowbar?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to pick that up. Can I stove its head in? Yeah.
You can certainly make an attack with the crowbar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
42.
Okay.
That's too high, isn't it?
Well, it is a fail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my attack's shit.
It is. It is.
I'm not quite sure what to do with attacking because my fighting skills are awful.
He manages to... You hit him.
Yeah.
Nothing really, but he just kind of bounces off of him.
Bounces off.
It's his turn.
Shit that bad.
He's going to try and grab you. He reaches his hand up. It's all sharp, taloned and bony. And I roll... Ooh, what do you do?
I try to dodge out of the way, I suppose.
Okay.
Do I have to roll a dodge?
You do.
19.
You successfully, he reaches his arm up, he goes to grab you by the throat, but you manage to just duck out of the way. Johnny, you've got a shotgun leveled. He's not responding to your words.
No, I'm just going to shoot him.
Okay, so herein lies a problem with Johnny Dickfingers McJames's character build. Is that he asked if he could have a shotgun? I was like, yeah, sure. However, he didn't put any skill points into shooting.
Oh, fuck.
So roll the dice.
Oh, hang on. It's 16.
That is a success. So you hit.
Nice.
Excellent. The shotgun will do 4d6 damage at close range.
Cool.
Nice.
Rolling the dice. Oh, what did I get?
13 points of damage.
Nice.
Pow. So, blast out, hits him in the torso, and you see like his outer skin just kind of like cracks and crumbles and falls off like it's a shell onto the floor. He kind of stumbles backwards a little bit, and you do see the hole that's been left there. There is flesh underneath, but as you can say, it looks like where you've hit him, it looks like there's a shell there which has just crumbled away. But that was a significant shot. Shit in hell. Okay. Cut. Dick Casey and Dorothy Bridge. You run down the stairs and you're like, wow, that was scary. What should we do now? And Dorothy's all like, oh, well, maybe we should go downstairs. That's more British than American. I can't do a female American accent for some reason. You're like, maybe we should go and into the, how do you do a female American accent? Can't do it. You hear this downstairs.
Holy shitballs, let's go.
Oh, what the fuck was that? Like, yeah, let's go to the basement quickly. That was Scooby-Doo.
Like Zoinks.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? Okay, so you run round and you go through the kitchen and you get to some stairs.
Oh, shit.
You run down the stairs. The room, if you remember right, is filled with detritus and stuff like that. Can I just have your dex score, the pair of you?
50
and 60.
Cool. Yeah, you run down there. You see there's detritus everywhere. There's garbage cans. There's all sorts of rubbish down here. I can't remember the description quite right. And I can't bother to look. I don't want to slow the game down. And you see that there's a hole in the wall around about there that's been made. And you hear like the sounds of fighting and stuff going through that wall, echoing from that space. Can you both roll me a spot hidden, please?
37.
12.
Lovely. Can you both roll me luck, please?
Get out of the way, you. Shit.
82.
The worst.
76. Cool, that's fine. So as you go role play, you've ran here, there's rubbish everywhere, there's a hole.
I'm gonna push through the hole, see what's going on.
After you, Casey. Okay.
And as you go and do that, all of a sudden your eyes are drawn to something floating around. Looks like a knife comes speeding down towards you, Dick. Can you make a... Well, it's up to you what you're going to do. This thing is flying towards you. You can dodge it, try and grab it. I don't know, pick something up and bat it away. Do what you want to
How big are the crosses that we picked up earlier on?
Oh, they're like crucifixes, you know.
Oh,
like
shit.
Maybe 6 inches.
Well, I'm going to duck.
I'm just going to... This could go very badly. I'm going to hold the cross up and hope that I imagine a knife hitting a cross.
Okay. And I'm ducking. I'm not fucking participating in that.
So you try to kind of parry away this knife that's floating towards you. Can you roll dice for it then? Dodge or brawl, whatever's better for you.
Catchy.
Your brawl is 25 and your dodge is 45.
45 it is. Come on.
Come on.
Fucking 9.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
nice.
Boy.
A 9.
9.
Nine!
Which is my fifth score as well.
So, what was your dodge? 45?
45. Shit.
45 divided by...
Nine.
So that is an extreme success.
Fucking fluke, man.
Do you want to know what I rolled?
Shit.
What did you roll? A one.
Oh, fuck.
And two zeros.
That is a one. The absolute lowest roll that you can make.
Oh, man.
As if.
Nice dice tray.
Isn't it? Isn't it nice?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, that would be like critical success. So it says here, roll a D100 and compare the results. Ask the player to roll a D100 and compare the results. Investigate his dodge roll. Compare levels of success and decide whether the investigator is hit.
Come on.
I think a one beats a nine, really.
I think it beats it.
Okay.
But just on a scale of 1 to 100, it just beats a 1. Just going to put that out there in the universe.
That makes you feel better.
If Corbett achieves an extreme success, which is an 18 or below, and the investigator achieves a fail, a regular, or hard success, the attack has impaled, driving deep into the investigator's vitals and inflicting quite a lot of damage, but you didn't fail. It wasn't extreme.
No, I got extreme success.
I'm going to say that, like, you're just going to take regular damage rather than extreme damage, I think.
Okay.
So you managed to deflect it a bit, but it still managed to stab into your arm or slash at your arm as you go to deflect it. You're going to take 6 points of damage. And it slices up into your shoulder as you kind of bash it out of the way and just slices up into your shoulder. It doesn't impale, but it does cause quite a bad gash. 6 points. What's your maximum hit points?
10.
That is a major wound. It's done more than half of your hit points.
Okay.
Hit points, wounds, and healing in the journal. Characters of a major wound. If a character, let's have a look. When a character takes damage of greater than or equal to half their full hit points in a single blow, they have achieved a major wound. They must make a con roll or fall unconscious. So roll a constitution, please.
80.
Does that fail? I'm assuming your constitution's not.
Yeah, 80. By about 40 points.
You raise up this crucifix to try and bash it out of the way, and it kind of like spins in the air as it's flying towards you. It stabs into your shoulder and just hits into your collarbone. You go flying around and you fall down unconscious on the ground. The shearing pain knocks you unconscious, and there is a dagger impaled in your shoulder.
Oh my god.
Dotty, are you running through the hole? Are you running away for your life? Are you helping Dick Casey?
I want to help him, but is there a way, if the knife isn't too deep, can I get the knife?
Mm-hmm.
Do I take damage for that?
Yeah, will he die? Does he just bleed out? Because if so, I'll take it.
You're unconscious, so...
Okay.
Yeah, you're not on zero hit points, are you? So you're not dying.
No.
Yeah, just so you're just unconscious. Just the sheer pain has just made you faint.
So can I take the knife?
Yes.
Out of his body? Yes. Yeah? Sick. Right, okay. Cool. I'm going to take it and be like, you're going to be okay, Casey. Just hold tight. And then I'm going to venture off down the tunnel.
They're a tunnel.
Yeah. Whatever, red.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a tunnel. You don't be paying attention, mate.
Don't be paying attention.
It is... I don't think Pisswinkle's had a go in a while. Pisswinkle's turn.
Mm-hmm. Right,
So, Walter Corbett has just been shot in the chest, and then he got distracted momentarily. What are you going to do?
I was just looking at what skills... what skills I've got. And my brawling's terrible. Can I take a photo of him?
Give me a luck roll. Give me a luck roll and with a bonus die.
Right, luck. So, I rolled...
Damn it, look at my notes.
81.
Is that with a bonus die?
No, what's the bonus die? Is that the... roll it again?
Yeah.
So, a 1 and a... What's that? Is that a 60? 61?
What's your luck skill?
Luck. 55. So, that's fucked. Yeah.
For some reason, you left your camera in the car. You didn't think you would really need it.
Typical. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, 1920s cameras were quite big and bulky. So
They were.
You
know. I'm out of flash bulbs. Right. So is that my go then?
No, that's just to see if you had a camera with you. What do you want to do?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, wind up.
Well, yeah, the other thing I can try and do is charm him. Because I've got a 70 for charm. I don't think that's going to work, though.
Don't think that is.
I haven't got a gun. Jeez. I suppose the only thing to do is attack him again. Try and put him down. Yeah.
You've rolled a couple of critical successes so far. So.
Well, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, that's that. No, it's a 70 to start with, and then a 77. That's a fail.
Well, not necessarily, because it's an opposed roll, so I could roll less than you.
Okay.
I rolled a 19. So, unfortunately, no, he manages just to sidestep out of the way. It would now be Johnny Dickfingers, Rick James's turn.
Oh, that's me, isn't it?
Another go with that shotgun, I reckon.
I mean, it's going to need reading,
isn't it? Think that's going to be the best thing. But this time I want to aim for the head.
Okay. It's going to need reloading. Because, I mean, again, it's a sawn off shotgun, old 1920s. I don't think they probably. You'd have to pocket some more thingies in there.
Yep, alright, let's do that.
How tough is Johnny Dickfingers? Can he smack him, man?
Yeah, he could do if he wanted to.
I want to try and reload the gun.
Fair enough. While smacking him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Water is going to go and attack Johnny Dickfingers.
Oh, well, shit.
Roll, what do you do is he stumbles towards you and goes to bash you out of the way.
Back.
With his claws.
Back at him.
You're standing there kind of reloading the shotgun like as he's walking towards you. Dodge. Bash him.
Yeah. Bash him. Just
give me a brawl check. Brawl check.
Oh my god, please be good. Oh, fuck, 73.
Fail, yeah.
Well, it's fucking hard to roll well in this game, isn't it?
Yeah.
You take 3 points of damage as he claws at you.
Daddy!
Can you make a luck roll, please?
I can. Come on. 28!
Yes.
Is that a success?
That's good. Yeah, it's got to be lower than your luck.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. You take three... So he takes 3 points of damage. Johnny Dickfingers McJames is on one hit point left. So this slash goes across his chest. He is so close to dying. And at that point, Dorothy comes crawling through the crawl space there, dagger in hand.
Go on, girl.
Can she
finish you?
Literally just run up to this crazy guy.
Yes.
Surprise today.
She's a bit like, you know, just goes for it, tries to, you know, and then says the thing.
Says what thing?
Always shy, does.
That thing, the thing that she said, they said,
I've got it here,
three times by his,
by his own weapon.
The devil is worsened. Yeah. Three times with a.
Give me an attack with a bonus die.
Yeah, boy.
She's gonna die.
Go on,
poor
Dorothy.
Girl. 61.
Is that with a bonus die?
No. What do you have to re-roll?
So it's like advantage. So re-roll it and take the better result.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, come on. 95.
So as you charge in there, you climb through the hole, you charge in there, screaming.
That is our work, the devil is worsened!
Right. He gets to roll an opposed check.
He's just going to go...
Fuck off, Dorothy.
Your better roll was, what, 60-something?
Yeah, 60... I don't remember.
1, I think.
Yeah.
60.
Shit.
Fucking 60.
Oh, I don't want to look.
Dorothy could have saved the world just then.
I think she had it.
Dorothy got a better result.
Yeah!
97 would be...
97! Yeah!
Yes!
Does Dorothy win?
She stabs into him.
Nice.
Yes!
The wound starts glowing, bright light, shrieking out, enveloping the entire room.
Nice.
Walter Corbett shrieks out. Crumbles to dust.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Finish it. You need a tagline.
Oh. Oh my god. Your mate.
I think me and Dick Fingers need to get to a fucking hospital.
I think you do. Shit.
I mean, I don't know if we're done yet.
No,
we've killed a zombie. I think there might be more to this story than just that.
I
don't know what, but...
Can we investigate the room?
Yes.
I think we should. The silence is killing me.
Okay. So this room is almost bare and empty. An earthen floor, there was a pallet in the middle of the room where he was laying. In the southwest corner, there is a desk, a table with some papers on it.
I'm still unconscious, aren't I?
You are, unfortunately, unconscious, bleeding in the other room.
I'm just going to show another player some notes that I made.
I don't need
there is
notes.
Johnny Dickfingers, Dorothy Bridge, David Pisswinkle.
I mean, I think we should just go to the desk.
Yeah, see what's on the desk, see what the papers are.
Yeah.
So the desk is pretty bare apart from these papers. You go out and touch the papers, and as you do so, they just crumble to dust. What you see at the last moment on the papers is what looks like a horoscope but you just didn't get to see it, unfortunately, before it crumbles
shit.
To dust.
Okay.
Dust in the wind. All we hear is dust in the wind.
Dick Fingers see this. Me and Dick Fingers see this symbol.
Everything cuts down to black.
Pock walks in.
Pock walks in. And we and that's largely it, really. I mean, there's an epilogue. That's it. You solved the mystery, really.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, Corbett, well, at the moment you don't really know fully what happened, but Corbett was laying down here buried in the basement and basically making anybody who lived in the house go mad, made them kill each other. He just wanted to be left alone. He was feeding on them, really.
So who was there? Because I had one note that I wanted to follow up. Who was the one that waits in the dark? Because
that's Cthulhu, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, like, whilst it's called Call of Cthulhu, not all of the bad guys go back to Cthulhu. It's just kind of strange, really. You'd expect them to, but not quite.
Yeah.
One possible ending would be to describe a brief epilogue for each player. But I didn't prepare that. You go back, you tell Mr. Knot everything that's happened, and he doesn't quite believe you, but you take him in the house and show him all the evidence, show him everything you found, show him the basement.
Tell him his house is alright to rent out now.
Go to the hospital.
Tell him that, you get yourselves rested up. And when it comes to like mechanics, you have to heal up at like a point of hit points per day, or if you've had a major wound, then it's a point per week or something like that. So you go to the hospital, you get healed up. It takes you a while. You've got Pisswingle's cracked ribs, dislocated shoulder. Dick Casey's got a broken collarbone and a really severe wound that needs to be stitched up. Johnny Dick Fingers has to have his... Well, he's probably used to having broken noses and stuff like that, but everyone goes back to work. Everyone know, you don't really know quite what to make of it, but lo and behold, you know, you hear rumours that Mr. Knot manages to get the place fixed up, and he sells the house in the end. It wasn't worth the trouble. No one wants to rent it. You know, they basically sells it to developers who knock it down and build more offices, just like what are on either side of the house. He makes it.
Can the newly established D&D and DEF establish residence in the new office block that has gone up in place of the Corbett household?
Absolutely.
And that's their new house. That's their new office home.
None of you really know what to make of it, but you're intrigued by everything. It's like you're confused. You've seen a glimpse of something, that another part of the world of life that you never really knew existed before now. And you kind of now start looking for cases of the occult. You're not interested so much in missing children and cheating husbands any longer. You start looking out for these weird and strange cases.
Nice.
You hear tale of something fishy happening near a lighthouse.
Oh.
Maybe sometime. I don't know.
But, you know, Daddy!
Point break moment. Just shooting.
Dotty, 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 dotty. What languages does Dotty... Did you take... I can't remember if you took languages. Did you take a language?
Did you take Latin?
Oh, you imagine French. She took Latin. She speaks Latin.
French!
Fucking idiot.
Well, you've got a book that needs decoding as well. Who knows? Yeah, there we go.
Solid. Well, there we are. Boys and girls.
Well, that was a mighty fine case.
What do you know?
What do you see? What do you got, huh?
Nobody went insane and no one died. There you.
That's
that was good. Yeah. That was good. We're very close. That.
Okay. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Baby, thank you very much. Whatever you do, please do follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, look for the Dice and Die Show, or our Twitter handle is @showDnD. Rate, review, 5 stars.
Five stars, please.
5 stars. Yeah. Just give us 5 stars on iTunes.
If you think we're
on
shit.
On Stitcher, on Podchaser, whatever. Thank you very much to everybody. It's a late night. I need to go to bed.
Remember the dice. What is it? The dice never won.
And yeah, whatever happens, may your dice never die.
Nice.
Be safe, everyone.
Yeah, but nice.
Good night.
Cheers.
Night.
Bye.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Welcome to Roleplay Retcon Studios, located at the nexus of all alternate universes, including the sexy vampire ones.
Ooh.
At Roleplay Retcon, we remake famously disappointing movies using comedy, hindsight, and tabletop RPGs.
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes, but specifically not Dungeons and Dragons. We take a second pass at guilty pleasures like Batman and Robin or Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and even some controversial favorites like Twilight.
But I love those movies.
We do too, and all of the movies we do have something to love. If they didn't, there would be nothing to reimagine. At the end of each series, we compare our vision to the original films, because why the f*** not?
I can't wait to listen to Roleplay Retcon, wherever podcasts are available.
I'm gonna listen to it before you do.